אז זה הכניס שאתה פרח את חושב ומרם יהודים וסך חושב וסתף נון דלד. מי שעשית הרחלים יעצת כבולויס, the Gemara explains, it means that the females would go out with their tails tied up to try to get the males to come mate with them. מי שעשית כבונויס, that means that it refers to a piece of material that was put over all these sheep to keep their wool extra white. מי שעשית ואיזם יעצת צורויס, the Gemara says, רב פסנגס לקרב יהודה והמשנה, שמול פסנגס לקרב יעצת והמשנה, נבי יחנם פסנגס לקטנה קמבה והמשנה. Others say that Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiru, who says that although really he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that it makes a difference whether the goats are going with these tied udders to prevent the production of milk or just to catch the leaking milk, but he says since it's impossible to know what someone's intent is, he's goes and says that in either case it's going to be usher. Zok the Mishnah, camels not only go out on Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah with a mitulteles, which is either like a cloth like the one to keep it warm like we had discussed regarding a donkey, or a cushion that prevents the straps on a camel from harming its skin. Also, it's not allowed to go out akud or ruggle. We'll explain what that means. Also, camels can't go out, can't be tied one to another and then led in procession on Shabbos outside. However, you're allowed to take a bunch of leashes from a bunch of camels, a bunch of ropes from a bunch of camels in your hand and lead them as a group, as long as you don't take those ropes and wrap them around your hand. Dr. Gemara, Bryce says, Mitulteles is only usher when it's only tied to the tail, but if it's tied to the tail and the hump, then it's mutter because we don't have to be afraid it's going to fall off. Rabbi Ravuna says also if the Mitulteles is attached to a camel's shulia, also you don't have to be afraid it's going to fall off, and therefore it would be mutter. Mishnah said, Lo yakud v'lo yrogel. Rabbi Yehuda explains, akud means when the front leg is tied to the back leg, like Yitzhak ben Avram at the Akedah, and rogel means that the bottom part of the foot is bent up and tied to the upper part of the leg, and that's called rogel. Although there's two brises that explain akud and rogel a little bit differently, Rabbi Yehuda has a brisa to rely on that says like he says. Mishnah said, V'lo yikshu gemalim. Rashi says they can't be tied together and led in procession because it looks like they're being led to the marketplace to be sold. Avo machnis, the Mishnah said. So Rav Ashi says, wrapping them around the hand, the problem is not a Shabbos problem, the problem is a client problem, because if you have some made of wool and some made of linen, then it becomes shatnis. Now, this is only if you're actually going to tie it together and wrap it around your hand, but if it's not tied together, then it wouldn't be a shatnis problem. Shmuel says the end of the ropes that are in your hand, they're the ones that so it goes from the camel to your hand, and from your hand is sort of loose ropes hanging out. You can only have a tefach left at the. You can't have more than that, or else it looks like you're carrying that. Shmuel says elsewhere you can keep up the tuf tefach. So Abaya says Shmuel really held two tefachim ataka you're allowed to have, but as Xeri he would only paskin lemaisa that it can only be up to one tefach. And a brisa that says that the ropes have to be a tefach off the ground, that's talking about the rope between the hand and the animal, that looping rope, so to say, has to be a tefach off the ground. Zok the Mishnah, donkey's not allowed to go out with the cloth that's used to warm itself if it's not tied to the donkey, with a bell, even if it's stuffed up to stop it from making noise, with a ladder on its neck, or with a strap on its leg. Chickens may not go out on Shabbos with strings or with straps on their legs. Rams can't go out with these wagons under their tails. Sheep can't go out with chanunais. We'll see what that means. Calves can't go out with gimoin. We'll see what that means. Cows can't go out with this prickly animal skin around their udders. We'll see what the Gemara will explain. Or with a strap in between their horns. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow went out with a strap between its horns on Shabbos, which was against the Ratzon HaChacham. So the Gemara we're talking about when the donkey's blanket is not strapped from Friday, that's when it's also to go out. Mishnah said, V'loi b'zug afo pishu pokak. So walking with the bell looks like it's being taken to the market to be sold. Mishnah said, V'loi b'sulim shebat savare. Rav Huna said they would take a ladder-shaped type of brace to put it by an animal's neck to stop him from turning his head when there was a wound there that would be irritated. V'loi b'tzua shebaragle, the Mishnah said. This was a brace for an animal that took small steps to prevent it from hitting its legs against each other and injuring itself. Mishnah said, V'ein ha-tanagaylam yoytzen mechutin. This refers to straps or strings that were put on the chicken to show ownership, who owned it. Mishnah said, V'loi b'rtzua. This was a strap that held the chicken's feet together to prevent it from breaking things as it was jumping around. Mishnah said, V'ein ha-zochar miyotzen ba'agola. This was a little wagon that held their tail behind them to prevent it from getting injured on the ground. Mishnah said, V'ein ha-rochel miyotzen chanunois. Rav Ba'ula explains this refers that after an animal gets sheared, they take a soft cloth, they soak it in oil, and they put it on the animal's forehead to warm it up until it grows the wool again. Rav Chisda said, that doesn't make sense. That means you're treating an animal way too well. Rather, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel said that is when an animal is giving birth, they take this warm oil thing and put it on them so that it stays warm. Rav Nachman said even that's treating an animal too well. It can't be right. Rather, Rav Huna said it's a piece of wood that they use. They put into the nostrils of the animal to make it sneeze, which takes out the worms from that have crawled into its head. It's only done to females because males don't need that because they always hit each other, they headbutt each other, and therefore they don't need this treatment. Mishnah said, V'ein ha'egel yoytze begimoin. Rav Huna explained this is a training yoke that teaches them how to put their head down and get ready to schlep a yoke. They put this prickly animal skin on the udder so that other animals or worms or stuff like that shouldn't come and try to suck the milk from the cow. Rav held it's usher whether this strap is there for decoration or for purposes of controlling the animal, and Shmuel held it's only usher when it's there for decoration, but if it's there to control the animal, it would be mutter. Mishnah said parasa shor abelaz ben Azariah. Bryce explains this actually was not for Abelaz ben Azariah's para. It was actually from someone from his neighborhood, but because he didn't protest this happening, this going out, the Mishnah refers to it as being his para. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chaviva all taught, they said someone who has the power to protest someone, the actions of his household and does not, he's punished for their averas. If you have the power to protest the actions of people in your city and you don't, you're punished for all their averas. Power to protest the actions of the entire world and you don't protest, you're punished for all their averas, the entire world's averas. Papa said, the Reish Galusa is an example of someone who has the power to protest the actions of the entire world, and therefore he can be held accountable for the entire world's averas if he doesn't protest.